News Team coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan. Serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care. At home in the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. Congressman Fred Upton is now hoping there will be a legislative replacement for the DACA program in place by March 5th. He tells us now that the government is running again following a brief shutdown over the issue, the heat is on.
We don't have a choice. We see this case now in Michigan with a couple different people, a doctor in Kalamazoo that's been arrested. We saw a worker in Detroit earlier last week that was arrested and deported, leaving family members here. It's an issue that tugs at all of us, and it needs to be resolved.
DACA is a program that allows people brought into the country illegally at a young age to stay here. It was created by President Obama. The Trump administration announced its phase-out, but requested Congress come up with a replacement. Upton tells us he does not think the president will block whatever Congress approves, if it approves something. Last Friday's death of a pedestrian who was hit by a vehicle while walking along Napier Avenue in St. Joseph Township has prompted many to question why Napier doesn't have sidewalks. Southwest Michigan Planning Commission Director John Eaglehoff tells us municipal planners have been asking that question for years. One problem is how little space there is on the side of the road in some areas and how narrow Napier Avenue is.
If you're going to save right-of-way somehow or reuse it in some other way, how do you reduce the number of lanes and still push the amount of traffic through that corridor?
Then there's the matter of keeping up any sidewalks that could be built along the road.
They recognize that. They know that if and when those sidewalks would go in, then it would be a question of who's going to shovel those walks, and over time, how much is that investment going to cost to manage and maintain?
Eaglehoff tells us there is hope, though. A study is underway right now on pedestrian options along Napier Avenue from the St. Joe River to about I-94. It's being done in preparation for repaving of the road that's planned for 2019 and 2020. Eaglehoff tells us if the road is ever going to get sidewalks, this is the time to get serious about it. We'll keep you posted on how it's going. The arraignment has been held for a Benton Harbor man charged in the shooting death of a Benton Harbor woman this month. Berrien County Prosecutor's Office tells us 37-year-old William DeJuan Edwards is charged with open murder in the death of a 38-year-old Novena Mathis. It's alleged that Edwards shot Mathis while the two were sitting in a vehicle outside of Hayward Wells Apartments January 7th. Mathis is the mother of Edwards' children. After the shooting, the prosecutor says Edwards fled to Kalamazoo. He was arrested there after a confrontation with his mother. Edwards was charged with some drug offenses in Kalamazoo County, and bond in that case was set at $50,000. Yesterday, he was arraigned in Berrien County, and no bond was set. He's due back in court January 31st. The Niles Police Department is investigating a Monday night shooting. It tells us officers were sent to the 600 block of Howard Street about 10 p.m. They learned a 35-year-old woman had been shot once in the hand. The injury was not life-threatening. The woman was taken to a hospital for treatment. Police tell us they don't have a suspect, and they only know the shooter was wearing a mask and dark clothing. Anyone with information on the incident is asked to contact the Niles Police Department. More testimony in a Lansing courtroom today as survivors of Dr. Larry Nassar's sexual abuse continue to come forward. Ariana Castillo is an 8-year-old gymnast when she started seeing Nassar for treatment of injuries. She only noticed things were off when she went to another sports doctor whose procedures were more conventional.
But by me speaking, I'm taking back a little bit of that future that he stole from me. I'm getting back some of that bravery and confidence back. It took me a lot to want to speak out, but I figured if I stayed silent, I'm only letting him win. And the countless other people like MSU, USGA, or USAG, and Twistars who won't address the situation and take the responsibility that they deserve.
Initially, 88 survivors stepped forward to talk. Since then, at least 70 additional women and girls have asked to speak. The Trump administration has announced huge tariffs on things like solar panels and imported washing machines to give an edge to U.S. products. Michigan News Network business editor Murray Feldman tells us that is music to the ears of a certain company called Whirlpool.
Today, Whirlpool says it will add some 200 jobs in 4 plants because of the ruling, which would make their washing machines more price competitive. Reaction from some of our trading partners? Well, China says the tariffs are, quote, an abuse. South Korea plans to file a complaint with the World Trade Organization.
Mexico says it will use all legal means to make sure the U.S. meets its international obligations. The rate of infant deaths caused by improper sleep in Berrien County is much higher than the statewide average, and the Berrien County Health Department is hoping that it can change that. Spokesperson Jillian Conrad tells us you can make sure your baby is sleeping safely by simply following the ABCs.
It's pretty simple. You follow the ABCs. So alone on their back in a crib. And that crib should not have anything else in it other than a tight-fitting sheet. So no crib bumpers, no stuffed animals, no blankets.
Conrad says it can be tempting to just let your baby sleep when you're holding it, but it's those slip-ups that lead to infant deaths. The health department works with local hospitals and others to reach new parents and make sure they know the rules. Anyone with questions is always welcome to call the Berrien County Health Department. And the city of Allegan has received a couple of donations from the Perrigo Foundation, totaling $260,000. At last night's meeting of the city council there, the city manager shared the details of the Perrigo gifts. The foundation is donating $130,000 to build a new splash pad at the site of the former parking lot and $130,000 for the Allegan District Library. WSJM News now continues with your Hilliard Lyons report.
Bringing you a market recap and stocks of local interest for Tuesday, January 23rd. Stocks closed mixed. Earnings season is in full swing, with 82% of companies reporting beating estimates so far. The dollar closed near lows for the year. The 10-year Treasury fell for the second day. Gold and oil both closed higher. Stocks of local interest include American Electric Power, up 64 cents at $68.77. Express One down 71 cents at $96.41. And J.P. Morgan down 10 cents at $114.23. GE up 73 cents at $16.90. IBM up $3.65 at $166.25. And Microsoft up 29 cents at $91.90. Fifth Third up 15 cents at $32.92. Chemical Financial up 40 cents at $56.75. Stryker down 44 cents at $162.08. Whirlpool up $5.35 at $172. For the session, the NASDAQ was up 52 points at 7,460. The S&P 500 up 6 points at 2,839. And the Dow is down 3 points at 26,210. This is Rick Sanders with Hilliard Lyons, member of the New York Stock Exchange, FINRA, and SIPC, at 2900 South State Street in St. Joseph.
WSJM and News Now continues. President Trump responding today to his attorney general being interviewed by the Russia Investigation Special Counsel. Here's ABC's Andy Field with details from Washington.
In the Oval Office, the president answered questions on whether he's concerned that the special counsel on the Russian investigation called his attorney general in for questions.
No, I'm not at all concerned.
Did you talk to him about it?
No, I didn't, but I'm not at all concerned.
Sessions recused himself from the investigation when he revealed his own Russia campaign meetings after forgetting to mention them during his confirmation hearing. Andy Field, ABC News.
It's the first day since the government reopened, and by the looks of it, negotiations between Democrats and President Trump are already going poorly. Here's ABC's Alana Zack in Capitol Hill.
The offer is off the table. ABC News has confirmed that Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer informed the White House that last week's offer to fund President Trump's wall along the Mexican border in exchange for a compromise for the Dreamers has expired. But the White House says, quote, "You can't rescind money you never really offered in the first place," disputing that Schumer ever considered fully funding the wall. Lana Zack, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
It turns out seismologists say a 7.9 magnitude earthquake that shook off the coast of Alaska early today, prompting tsunami warnings and watches, didn't actually pose a big risk for a tsunami. Here's ABC's Alex Stone with more in Los Angeles.
At Caltech, Tom Heaton, the director of the Earthquake Engineering Research Lab, says it turned out the Alaskan earthquake was not a type that would typically produce a large tsunami.
It's what we call strike slip. So it seems to be a vertical fault, and one side is moving laterally past the other.
He says that type of movement doesn't displace lots of land and water, but watches and warnings were posted because it took a while to analyze the quake and know a large tsunami was unlikely. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Still more questions and answers in a high school shooting in western Kentucky that left 2 dead and 17 hurt. Here's ABC's Ryan Burrow.
Kentucky State Police Commissioner Rick Sanders giving a timeline for how the shooting began at Marshall County High School Tuesday morning.
The incident began at 7:57 a.m. when a 15-year-old student armed with a handgun entered the high school and started shooting.
The student was eventually taken into custody with a nonviolent apprehension.
The 15-year-old is going to be charged with murder and attempted murder.
Still unclear what prompted the gunman to open fire on classmates, leading to 2 deaths and 17 injuries. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
Governor Matt Bevin says the fatal shooting at that high school in southwest Kentucky leaves a wound that will take a long time to heal. A major report on the effects of e-cigarettes being released, finding some good and some bad about the popular smoking alternative. Here's ABC's Mark Remillard.
The good news for e-cigarette users, the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine say they are in fact less harmful than cigarettes.
It is a very reasonable assumption to believe that they are very markedly less harmful.
David Savitz, one of the authors of the study, says that's based on research of the toxins found in e-cigarettes versus tobacco.
And it has much lower levels or none of the, in some cases, an absence of the harmful chemical.
But the study did find that e-cigarettes are not without health risks and that there is substantial evidence to suggest they are addictive. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
And some history was made this morning with the Oscar nominations being announced. More on that from ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood.
In Academy Awards history, no woman has ever been nominated in the cinematography category until now.
I think of the farm, I think of mud.
Mudbound cinematographer Rachel Morrison has broken that glass ceiling, scoring an Oscar nomination for her work on the Southern Civil Rights era drama. She tells ABC News she hopes the recognition will inspire young women to get behind the camera and that it feels like times are changing. Morrison's next film, a little Marvel superhero movie called Black Panther, is out next month. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
WSJM News now continues with your weather forecast brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home.